Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill,
yes,
out of your mess, and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of,
yes,
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, yes, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said high and look low.
Yes.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself,
yes,
found himself in a hog pen,
yes,
and looked around and said, wait a minute, I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you accepting it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning. I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank
you. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've been in the whole pen too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor, and look at, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better, because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in, because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to reduce cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, and tumor, this man comes, this young man said, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better. Look like he holds his head up and say, look, I'm on my father's property. I'm on the land that I own. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, it gives good will to our brother Satan to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes. Yeah.
The people on God's contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yeah.
Or have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now, that's
like I have loved you. We done come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able. Now, and I believe that you will. Now, see about us down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening. Be served, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody daughter's in on the comb. Somebody son is on the
comb. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now, Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places. I love to call him. Your name do something for me. It satisfy my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield. Can't
say
the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 bread.
I'm going to praise him. Praise him till I'm gone. I'm going to praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now. Look out for your family. He has ordered my steps. Gave me a sword with a crest. And gave Donnie a trump in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
good God.
The blessings come down,
good God.
When the praises go up,
oh, good God.
The blessings come down,
the blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
keep falling in my lap. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Good God.
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions. Like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forced it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song. You need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water.
Thank you. power in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you tonight. I want to thank the people in Marysville, Indiana. I want to thank you, Sister Dee Dee, Sister Meredith in Marysville, Sister Don. Thank you, Marysville. I'm praying much for Mother Bass over in Chicago. Mother Bass, I'm praying for you. God is still a healer. I'm praying much for you, Mary Hawkins. All is well. Girl, hang on in there. God is still on the throne. This is divine healing tonight. Divine healing means that you heal directly from God. That it don't take no medicine, no nothing. But God is the healer. And the scripture for you to read tonight, just for tonight, Psalms 97. And the Spirit told me Psalms 79. And 51. Now get on that. God bless you. And I just want to say that to you, that he's able to break every chain, every problem. I prophesied that there would be a blizzard in the Midwest. So right now they're going up in New York, Boston, all through there. They're going and doing it. Now we got people giving phony cards out. They got this woman got phony cards out. She made $150,000. A white woman. Cards. They just took the test and about took nothing. Made all kind of money on that. That would have been going on. Mary, give me a call. Pearl, give me a call. Now, the reason I used to call Mary, I want you to tell me what went on. Like I told you, lots going on. Lots, people got lots to tell you. But I'm still breaking curses and hexes. I'm still doing that. And you know, when you complete that, divine healing got to step in.
For the last few days, several people have been calling me and writing me and telling me of how.
That was Dr. Phil Franklin. I'm talking about breaking curses tonight. And I told her I was going to tell a young lady who told me in Maryville, Bishop, how do you break a curse when it's on your children? Come off their daddy's side. Or come out the mama side. Divine healing. Divine healing means come directly from God. You can't get it in the Bible. It's got to be direct from God. How do you get it? By praying. God know your heart. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to God. God knows if you're doing right or you're doing wrong. Now, when you receive the divine healing, that means that your finance, whatever wrong with your liver, lungs, you get healed. So you have to pray for divine healing. And some of you ain't got the time to pray for divine healing. You think you're going to pop out the sky. It's not happening. Until you get ready, let go and let God. I was praying for Mother Bass today. She said, I'm ready to die. No, you can't die till God says so. The doctor sent a lady home and said, you're going to die in 3 days. The lady is 95 and the doctor been dead 20 years. And she said, Bishop, Some doctors don't know nothing. God called death, not doctors. Let me say that again. God called death, not doctors. And God don't call death. He wants you to live and prosper. You have not because you ask not. You got to pray and ask God to do what he's supposed to do for you. Divine healing. And you're going to see a lot this year of divine healing. You're going to see a lot dying because they're out of the covenant of God. I'd rather get drunk. I'd rather smoke dope. I'd rather stay in sin. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Y'all don't like to hear that. And what that really means, because you won't change, man. Woman, because you won't change. You embrace death. You drink so much, and then you got roasted at the liver. Oh, I got roasted at the liver. Now, you disobeyed God. But if you pray God to give you a new liver, new lungs, new kidneys, whatever you need is in the heavenly realm. You can't get it because you're too busy complaining. You can't get it because you're too busy worrying about something else. The birds don't worry, but they still live. I don't hear the birds crying. I can't. It's snowing. I can't. You know, we are chronic worry. We worry about everything. I want to say tonight, let go and let God. Get ready for the new beginning in your life. Not your children's life, not your husband's life, not your wife's life, not grandma's, granddad's, but you. What is your assignment with God? If you said drinking, that ain't the assignment. If you said taking pills, that ain't the assignment. If it's doing evil, that ain't the assignment. What is your assignment tonight with God? I'm going to help you out. First, you clear the air. St. Matthew 6 says you seek first the kingdom of God. That means that you pray every day. You do what you need to do. Because it's demons out of him. His demons been loose in the world for a minute. They know they got to go. But they're going to raise all the hell and kill, do everything they do with him. Lady told me she lost her daughter. Turned around and lost her nephew. She said, bitch, what's going on? God is going on. You got to repent of something, and something you got to pray about. You know, and the reason you don't, because you've been taught that you ain't got to do that, just like people want to wear the mask. I ain't making anybody wear no mask. They want to wear it, let them die. Don't want to take the shot, let them don't take the shot. Whatever you want to do, you're a free will person, do it. The consequence of you drinking is roast up liver. The consequence of you smoking dope, you might go crazy. Consequence of you snorting cocaine, your whole membrane. You know, you have a stroke and die. You have a heart attack. I went to see a lady. This lady was about 20 years old, nice looking lady. She was in an abandoned building. She had OD, sitting in a chair. Dead. Massive stroke, heart attack, whatever the hell. And on the west side of Chicago, the man gave him some bad drugs and in the process. All of them said in the game, well, you see them fall out dead. So it was poison they was taking. Okay? What I'm saying to you tonight, divine healing come from God. Let me say that again. divine healing from God. The man was at the pool waiting on the angels to come. And when he lay at the pool for 38 years, 38 nights, 38 days. And when the water was troubled by the angel, with so many people, he didn't get in. But he stayed right there. Along came Jesus. He didn't have to get in the water. He said, take up your bed and walk. I'm going to tell you tonight, problems to God and leave them right there. What I'm telling you tonight, the trillion flow. Now, I want to tell you that prophecy come by the word of God. You can read the word, but revelation knowledge comes from God. Now, I'm going to give you a prophecy. It's revelation knowledge. Somebody right now, they've been worried that they're going to be all right. And they want to know, how did I get fixed? I can tell you, like grandma says, stirring in the wrong pot. But I want to move from that, Zion healing tonight. I want to tell you tonight, look what's happening in New York, in Boston. What's happening? Blizzard. We ain't out the woods in Chicago. We're not out the woods in Atlanta, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas. I said there'd be flood, storm. I think I sent some of you the prophecy. You might have got it, you might not got it, but I wanna tell you that's him. Matthew 14, St. Matthew, chapter 14, verse 14 to 21. Jesus came to the mountain and everybody came, got healed. I'm talking about divine healing. He healed the lame, the blind. See, some of y'all feel that you can't get healed. You're caught up in a worldly system. I got to run to the doctor. The doctor can handle it. I got a headache. I got to go to the doctor. My heart beating fast. I got to go to the doctor. My leg ain't. I got to go to the doctor. You got to go to Dr. Jesus, divine healer. Now, the people back in the day, when Jesus came to the mountain, he fed 5,000. But before he fed the 5,000, he prayed for everybody came to him. The lame, the blind, the lame, whatever it was, he prayed. And the Bible said they were healed. Read, like I said, read St. Matthew, chapter 14, verse 14 to 21, St. Luke 8, 22 and 25. Everybody came to Jesus healed, the lame, the blind. See, you feel that you can't get healed. You've been programmed, like everybody taking the shot. You've been programmed, if you don't take the shot, you're going to die. You've been programmed, if you don't take the booster, you're going to die. Somebody lying somewhere. Now I heard today, it says another one coming out. Now, if all these viruses are coming, how come they can't stop it? They know it's coming. How come it's coming? We done had five different viruses. The man said there's another coming better than this one. Now, something wrong with that picture, people. God said hi, and God looked low. So you can drink deadly poison, get bit by a rattlesnake, you won't die. When God have his hands on you, all is well. So you get ready for God to touch you tonight. Get ready for God to do something special for you. Some of you wondering why I'm going through what I'm going through. You know, I want to say this to you tonight. When you got a need, you plant a seed. I believe in seeding and harvest. And when you need a harvest, it's coming from God. Now, if you hold your fist tight, can't nothing get out, can't nothing come in. So I'm telling you tonight, let go and let God. In all that way, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And tonight, you might be a little sick, a little pain. God is a healer right now. You might need to go wash your face. You might need to take a condition bath. You might need to pray a little bit. I'm going to tell you, your blood pressure might be up because of things of the world. For 5 minutes, take a deep breath. Exhale. Suck it in, blow it out. Somebody ain't getting enough breath. And somebody is exhale, inhale. Now, each time you do that, you clean your aura. Anytime you exhale and inhale, you're running negativity out of your body, radical out of your body. You're moving witchcraft. You're moving things that you done picked up. And if you sit 5 minutes and just sit back in the chair, exhale and inhale, suck it in, blow it out. That headache will go away. Somebody got a headache in the front of their head. And somebody, it seems like in their chest area. I'm getting revelation knowledge for somebody, they being healed and around their ankle swole. And somebody's left shoulder blade. I'm getting revelation knowledge. The healing's going to take place. See, you don't have to be God healed everywhere. I can pray right here. Somebody in Washington, D.C. get healed. Pray right here. Somebody in Detroit get healed. Somebody get healed over in Africa, Kenya, over in France. We're getting ready for a world war because men are evil and they send other men to death and war. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. And I want to tell you, Sister Lisa, I'm praying for you and your family. And the Spirit told me to pray for Dee specially. I don't know why. I'm praying for her. Some yokes be broke. And I want to tell you, too, some yokes being broke on the other end. My grandma said, when you dig one ditch, you better dig two because you're going to fall in one sooner or later. See, when you do so much evil, Abaddon come and get you, and Gabriel don't say nothing. He just stand back. The lava was in for 3 days in the tomb. They said, Jesus, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said, he's just only sleeping. Lazarus, get up. Now, let me help you with that. That means whatever sickness is in your body right now, I'm speaking healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. So the spirit, they had a song. They used to sing, the spirit lifted me. The spirit of the Almighty God will lift you and will break the curse and the hex off of you that have been put on you through 4 or 5 generations. But you got to know what to do. And what you got to do tonight, be able to call on the Almighty God, have never lost a case. And I'm talking about divine healing. See, some people be looking for the doctor to heal. The doctor he went to school. But that's all. Some people born with the gift of healing. Some people born with the gift of prophecy. you know, they was going to a proper school somewhere, telling me. I said, you can't go to no proper school. You can't go to no divine healing school. God give it to those that diligent seek him. And he give you revelation knowledge. And he give you prophecy. And when you get prophecy, that means that God gonna bring the truth to you tonight. I'm praying for Mother Moon and Mother Lightning. I'm praying for them tonight. Tell you that the woman was on the way to the cemetery with her son. She happened to see Jesus. And Jesus told the boy, get up and go home with your mama. That's all he said, get up. The lad got up and went home. Now, you saw a bitch, what are that? Luke 7:11-17. A funeral session. We have so many funerals now, people are scared to go to sleep. One lady scared to go to sleep. And I was talking to another lady. She said, I don't know, do I want to die? It ain't your call. You stand in front of a freight train and don't die. No, isn't people been shot in service? They didn't die. People fell out of planes. The planes fell. Everybody died. But one person didn't die. So it ain't your call. Your call is to praise God Almighty. Oh, I just in the queue. Bishop Mason came in the queue. Said, Bishop, pray for them folks. And I'm going to pray for you tonight. Now, you can accept it. Oh, you don't have to accept it. Now, I want you to put your mind going on, you know, and then once you clear your mind with it, God will do the rest. Satan, God rebuke you. Every demonic spirit, every lying tongue, every backbiter, every spirit that's not like God, I curse it and move it out of your life in the name of the Almighty God, in the name of all the angels and the saints. I decree your healing. Get up out of that bed and know that God is a healer. Get up and know that God is protecting you and walking with you to carry you to another level. I just want to say that tonight, God is good. Tomorrow from 11 to 12, we're on. And I'm going to tell a mother fast, I'm coming over there to tell your daughters I'm going to pray for everybody over at the house. And I want you after bed when I come over there to pray after I do my 11 o'clock service from 11 to 12. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm going to speak to you very personally. Tonight, I want each one of you to plant a seed for 20. And it's time for you to obey God. Glory, hallelujah. See, the Hebrew boys obeyed God. They didn't bow. You bow to the devil. You saying, I'm sick. Don't claim that. I'm well. I'm healed. I'm delivered. You got to speak in the positive, not in the negative. If your friend's talking negative, get away from them. If your friends see fault in you, get away from them. You don't need them folks. God going to put some people in your vibration to help you. I was down, so I prayed for a woman. And when I prayed for her, she had oil on her land. Okay? And that woman, I didn't have to beg her for no money. She ran a crooked job and gave me $10,000. Didn't have to beg her. When you know a prophet is in your vibration, when you know healing is going on in your life, I pray for a lot of people for protection where the devil won't get them. When I see her, I call and say, this is what you need to do. This is how you do it. What I'm telling you, it's a divine will of knowledge that you got to get from God. And, you know, I got the book, The Miracles of Jesus. Nobody never ordered the book. I got it, The Miracles of Jesus. Mary, you didn't order it. Freddie, you didn't order it. Pearl, you didn't order it. The Miracles of Jesus. Y'all didn't ask for it, so it's him. That's right now. I'm looking at it. It's some people ordered it from Africa. I had some people from Haiti audited, and I gave my prophecy personal in the book with them. The name of the book, The Miracles of Jesus, okay? That's the name of the book. And I want to tell you, I'm working on another book now. But I'm trying to see what God told me to hold off, because there's things going to happen, and I got to know. And what I'm going to do, Lisa, I'm going to put all my prophecy, all my books, and put them all in one thing, date them all there. I prophesied Mary. You know I prophesied Michael Jackson's death. I prophesied some other singer's death. I was in Detroit at a seminar over at the hotel. And I prophesied Michael's death. And I said Michael would be murdered. And that doctor did murder Michael Jackson. And I also prophesied that Prince would be murdered. Okay. Whitney Houston, I got it in the book before they died. You know, and because, and see, y'all think everything is black and white. Now, I'm going to tell you this now. Now, you, anybody told you this. Sam Cooke was murdered. He just didn't die normally. I know the woman shot him, but it was something else. Now, Kobe Bryant was murdered. Now, you need to talk to me where I can tell you why he was murdered. A lot of these murders, so much killing going on, you don't know what is it, just killing, kids being shot because there's too many guns out here. And Congress ain't said nothing about removing the guns. Now, a young lady called me today and said she was going to visit a girlfriend. She got an outing. When she stepped out the car, two young boys with a pistol, had to be 13 or 14, took the car and took her wallet, took her pocketbook. Okay. Now, this is kind of evil that I'm talking about that's been handed down. And until all this stuff, they're going to die. The Bible said the wages in is death. They can do you, but God going to do them. Okay? What I'm saying to you, when I talked about that fallen angels, the giants, the angels was having sex with humans, and out of that relationship come giants. The giants was having sex with human women. Out of that relationship came evil people. They look like they normal, but they evil. And there ain't no color, black, white, and the white man tried to make it all black. But it ain't no color on evil. Evil is just evil. You know, you just possess, you possess. Okay? So you can't put no color on evil. Evil is evil. And the witches and the warlocks is out. So the god of the wind, the god of the storm, he's cleaning that coast. Because the life went on. Going up that coast. Now, let me help you out. Ain't nobody said nothing about reparation. That same coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, that's where they used to bring the slaves from Africa and sell them on the chopping block in Richmond, Virginia. All through there, the storm is in. You know, Marcus Garvey said, look me in the storm. Look for me, I'll be in the whirlwind. This is something the ancestors said this, I say. But I want you to get ready tonight for divine healing tonight. Now, if you got a question you want to ask, you can ask me tonight. Because I'm talking about, every time I'm talking about divine healing, somebody got a knot in their breast. I just picked it up. You ain't on now, but you're going to download. I'm going to tell you, Margaret, you're going to get healed. I called your name. And you are where you at, looking at where you're at. Thank you. I'm looking at you, Margaret. Right now, you hunkered down because you're in New York. But you will be healed. When you download this on your computer, talking to you. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to tell you tonight, God got a gift for each and every one of y'all listening. You got to say, What is my assignment? Your assignment might be feeding people, Mary Hawkins. Your assignment might be helping people. Your assignment might be helping children. So God then put you down here. Glory, hallelujah. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Get ready. See, I'm gonna tell you this then. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. Now, he was past bones like a museum. But he asked the question. The question was, can these bones live? The question tonight to you, is you ready to take over your body? Your divine body, body made in the image of God. And you know that you're a goddess. And if you know you're a goddess, you speak and be healed. And if you know you're a goddess, speak and be healed. God got something special for you. Stop holding back because you're trying to be cute. You don't want nobody to know. I know the lady you drive the bus, put a Bible in a brown sack. I bust it out in church. I said, take that Bible out of that brown bag and don't be ashamed of God. I read my Bible anywhere I go. I said, praise God. Okay, who don't like it? Huh? I say, okay, who don't like it? You got to put God up front in your life. Glory, hallelujah. I'm looking for, I'm feeling right now. I feel like something big is going to happen. And it ain't nothing but that war. I just feel a spirit. If you've been having dreams, feeling stuff, there's so much evil in the air, Mary. Rose, so much evil in the air. Okay. And I want to tell you, Patricia, there's so much in the air that you're picking up. Pearl, you're picking up. Sometimes you can't rest. You wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes I told you, and some of you don't do what I said. Smudge your house, keep it clean, clean right back out. I was over at a mother's house. I told my daughter, smudge the house. She went right on to sleep. She thinks you got different spirits out here blocking, holding you back. But I want tonight, thank you, kind spirit. I want you to get ready for the miracle of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Working with you. See, you got people go to church, but they don't listen to the word of God. They don't mean what they preach. They're just trying to get some money. But they ain't worried about your life. They're not worried about you getting up in the morning, your children, all right. They see you on Sunday, and that's it. God cut that off with his COVID. They can't see on Sunday night. But if they're walking in faith, if they're walking in God, they can overcome that. See? Some of you ain't changed. You can't make grown folks do nothing. You give them to God. And God will fix it. I've been praying this month, last month, doors to open up. There's more people coming out of jail now. They found out that the judge lied, the prosecutor lied, the people lied to put him in jail. That's when I'm praying, thank you, Mama Annie. Mama Annie coming to keep this now in the spirit realm. Thank you. And she said, Bishop, tell him, all is well. Mother Francis down in Algiers, the wash pot of gumbo. And everybody come, they got a big fruit jar, big tall fruit jar, put it on. And she said, Bishop, lots of people come, they were sick. I prayed over that gumbo, and she said, her grandmother in the spirit came to her with an angel. So how to fix it? Did you know? No, some of y'all educated folks ain't going to believe nothing. You don't believe it, but you got a degree. I know most men, when they get degrees, they start switching and twisting. before they get that degree, they go homosexual on me. Yeah, they go, you know. But because you get high education, which is you don't believe in God. You ask the people, I don't believe that. I got to get a shot, baby. I don't believe that. I got to do this. The people came to the wash pot and got the gumbo. They went home and drunk the gumbo. They healed. If they didn't take no swab test in their nose, because one guy got the swab and rubbed some hot water on it, he come back positive. Okay? Ain't nothing through proof but God. Y'all better hear me. When you call on God, glory, hallelujah, he going to break the yoke. Hebrew 11, now faith. I need some people got some faith. I got the people got to do something. I had a message for you, Joe. I had a message for you, Lisa, but I get to you. I ain't forgot you. Thank you, Hans Spirit. I was in Maryville today. I was out of town in Maryville and was doing some blessing over there. God is just good. And all is well. Don't forget, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, don't forget to plant a seed. If you got a need, plant a seed, whatever you want. On that seed, before you send it out, you go to my website, Thus Seed Abraham, or you go to my post office box 28. I got a letter coming to you, Lisa. I got one coming to you, Mary. I got one coming to you, Pearl. And the reason I ain't got none coming to you, Mother Duke, you didn't give me your address. Thank you, Cosby.
And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down here in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind. A spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. What he was really saying, that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a far-going survey, in a far-going analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he'd missed something, then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was thorough and complete, the Lord poured the question to him.
put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole.
Hey.